Well, hello, and a very warm welcome to the OK Cafe. If this is your first visit here to the OK Cafe, can I recommend that you go back to episode one, which is a 15-minute introduction to why we're here and what this podcast is all about. I recommend that if it's your first visit. However, if you've visited here before, a very warm welcome back. Thank you very much for coming back to the OK Cafe. And I'm hopeful that a return visit means that you benefited last time from sitting comfortably, from listening and from thinking about some of those difficult emotions that you might be processing at this particular moment in time, while you listen to me talking about some of the difficult emotions that I am processing. So, as I've said, a very warm welcome back. Do find yourself somewhere comfortable to sit and to listen and to think. I have a cup of tea here beside me, so if you want to make yourself a drink, I recommend that as well. And I look forward to taking you through this visit to the OK Cafe. So here we are. It is the 1st of October 2018, which I can't quite believe. I'm not sure if you're the same. 2019 rapidly approaches, and I don't know about you, but I find myself now being quite reflective over what's happened in the course of the year, but also quite busy trying to get those kind of last bits completed so that 2018 ends up being the year that I want it to be. And as usual, with the OK Cafe, I have an idea of those difficult emotions that I've been keeping in my cupboard over the course of the month, waiting for this opportunity to take them out and look at them and process and understand them before letting them go. So I've got an idea, but I'm not 100% sure where sort of this reflection is going to take us. And I have been thinking particularly this month about sacrifice. And what I mean by that is, and I think there's a graphic actually that I'll find to explain this better. And I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a podium, and you've got your first, second, and third, obviously with their medals. And you've got kind of two sides to this graphic. So you've got what you see, which is the podium and the three people on it, the first, second, and third, and then what you don't see, and it takes you to the back of the image, and the podium is made up of a series of blocks, far more blocks than you can see from the front view, and on those blocks are written things like tenacity, hard work, determination, and sacrifice is one of the things that's written on those blocks. And that word has always kind of, when I've seen that image, that's the word that has always stuck out for me. That's the word that's kind of always resonated, because I don't think that we talk about sacrifice enough and sacrifices that need to be made in order to achieve the things that we want to achieve. And it's interesting because there's a kind of idea of having it all and therefore sacrifice being a bad thing. And it, you know, that certainly my own experience is it's absolutely impossible to have it all in every single moment of every single day. You know, every decision that you make has an element, or certainly every decision that I make has an element of sacrifice to it. So, for example, if it's my daughter's sports day And that happens to also be the day that a big customer wants to meet me about a big project. You know, there is sacrifice involved in that decision, because if I go to the sports day, I'm not seeing the big customer. And if I see the big customer, I'm not going to the sports day. And I'm using a kind of working parent example, because I guess that's the majority of sacrifice, certainly conscious sacrifice, that I experience in my life. It revolves around being a working parent and the sacrifice that that brings. But actually, everything that we do means that we're not doing something else. So, for example, I'm sitting here recording this podcast because I want to, because it's something that is helpful to me and useful to me, and I broadcast it and on iTunes and on Audioboom because I think it might be useful for other people, but predominantly it's for me, and it's something that I do for myself. And so in this moment of doing this, there are other things that I'm not doing, and I'm actually sat in my bedroom at the moment, which I've been doing some washing because I haven't been wasn't very well for a week in September, and I've had a very busy week last week, and so I've got a lot of washing to do. But I'm not doing that right now, although I'm looking at it and it's looking at me. I'm not doing it. I have started it, and now I'm sitting here and recording this. So, you know, that's a kind of, I guess you might say, a bit of a trivial example of sacrifice. But to me, these things are important, because I find myself perhaps here in October of 2018, wondering if I've made the right sacrifices along the course of this year, and actually, have I gone down a rabbit hole perhaps with certain projects and certain people, and sacrificed too much, and sacrificed kind of particularly too much of what is precious, I guess. I mean, time is the most precious commodity that any of us have. And I lost a friend, sadly, to cancer a couple of weeks ago. And I certainly think that's brought a lot of these feelings of kind of sacrifice and reflection on sacrifice to the forefront, really, because none of us know how long we have here on this earth, and none of us know what happens when this life ends. So the time that we have here is without doubt the most precious commodity that we possibly have. And so I'm reflecting on perhaps how I've spent some of my time in 2018, and wondering if I've always spent it as wisely as I could have done. And I don't know about you, I don't know if that's kind of where you are as well. And it's certainly a very interesting place to be, because it's not it's certainly not a place of anger or resentment. Or regret even. I'm not sort of thinking, oh, I shouldn't have done this or I shouldn't have done that. I am just, I guess, going through a process of evaluation, of actually thinking that, you know, this is sort of time perhaps to draw a line under some of the things that I've been working on, that I've been spending time on, that now, you know, you sort of feel a little bit like you're flogging a dead horse, perhaps, and that now is not the time to continue to just persevere with some of those things. Now is the time to take a step back and to reflect and perhaps recuperate as well. And as I said, I don't know if you've been feeling like that, but I'm certainly a big believer in that there are battles for another day, and there are certainly a couple of sort of key things in my life at the moment that I have spent a lot of time and energy on in 2018, that are certainly not battles that are going to be won by tenacity alone or perseverance alone. Then there comes a time where there's a pause button to be pressed, and there's an acknowledgement that these are battles for another day. And that's really hard. I mean, that's, you know, surprisingly hard. And I think sometimes people on the outside can kind of see it's time to press pause probably easier than you can when you're in it and you've spent so much time and energy on it. And that investment that you've made, you sort of think, well, if I stop now, is this all going to come to nothing? And that's a risk you have to take, certainly a risk I have to take. But looking at it and looking at the alternatives, if I don't stop now, if I don't press pause now, and I carry on giving time and energy to these things, that I'm going to end up burnt out, that I'm going to end up not achieving some of the other things that I want to achieve, because these things have become sponges, energy drains, and a sacrifice too far. And it's been very interesting process, I think, coming to that acknowledgement, and coming to that acknowledgement here with you, in the OK Cafe, that sometimes it's time to walk away and say, this is a sacrifice that today I am not prepared to make. So here we are, coming to the end of our brief stop in the OK Cafe. And I don't know about you, I always find it goes very quickly, this 15 minutes, but it's so useful to me. And I want to thank you again for listening and for being part of the OK Cafe, and the self-reflection that I have here. And it's very interesting. I think probably a lot of people might wonder why I do this and put it out in a public arena, but it is so useful to me to have this space where every feeling is okay, and a space where I can think through and process those difficult emotions that often we don't want to showcase to the world, and be able to look at them and to accept them and to let them go, and ultimately then to go back to being okay again once more. So as I say, I do hope that you find this 15 minute break as useful as I do. And I normally recommend some further reading. So today I would like to recommend a book called The Women Who Run with Wolves. And it's by a professor, I believe she's a professor, called Clarissa Estes, E-S-T-E-S. And it's all about mythology and the role of the female in mythology. I mean, it's not just, I mean, it's probably a book aimed at women, but it's not just a book for women, because it talks about the kind of evolution of our thinking and the evolution of our awareness of self, and obviously of sacrifice as well, and our kind of awareness of what is valuable to us. So I think it ties very well with what I've been talking about today, and I do highly recommend it. So all that's left for me to do is to wish you, I'm trying to think of a alliteration for October, And I think I'm going to struggle with an oh wow October is what I would like to wish you all. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.